朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
什么是基督徒的特征？
What exactly are the characteristics of a Christian?
可能有的人说会是爱。
Maybe many of you will say it's love.
但爱不是上帝最期望的。
But love is not exactly what God had expected most.
因为只要是人就有爱。
Because if you are man, you would be able to love.
上帝要的是圣洁。
What God would really want is holiness.
你看我们读的是圣经。
This is what we read, the Holy Bible.
我们吃的是圣餐。
We have Holy Communion.
我们说的是圣言。
What we said is the Holy Words.
我们听的是圣道。
We listen to the Word of God holy.
聚会的地方是圣所。
This is a holy place for gathering.
站的地方是圣地。
What we stand on is the Holy Ground.
我们的名字是圣名。
Our names are holy names.
我们与神立的约是圣约。
The covenant that we have with God is holy.
我们所信的是圣父、圣子、圣灵三而一的神。
We said the Trinity is the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们被称为圣徒。
We are also called the Holy Disciples.
所以神要我们的是圣洁。
This is exactly what God wanted to get from us, holiness.
什么是圣洁？
What exactly is holiness?
其实圣洁是指的神绝对的本质。
Holiness points to the absolute nature of God.
因为所有的受造之物都没有这样东西的。
Because all of creation does not have what God has.
圣洁也是指的完全为神所用。
Holiness also points to a complete devotion for God's use.
所以在旧约，圣洁就是分别出来为神所用。
So in the Old Testament, what holiness had meant had always been to separate out to be used by God.
因为圣经说，独有神是圣的。
Because the Bible said, only God is holy.
神不但我们要成为圣洁，而且他要我们为他所用。
God not only wanted us to be holy, but also for us to be used by Him.
我们怎么样能够成为圣洁呢？
How can we become holy?
就是我们要像耶稣基督一样。
To be like Jesus Christ.
今年我们教会主题是什么？
What is the theme of this year's for the church?
过简朴的生活。
To live a simple life.
那已经三个月过去，四个月过去了。
So already 4 months have passed.
简朴一点呢？
Have you lived a simpler life?
简朴的生活就是要信靠神，相信他会供应一切。
A simple life means to trust in God who would provide everything that we'll need.
简朴的生活就是享受所有的，而不是要追求所想要的。
A simple life is to enjoy what we have, but not to always seek after what we don't yet have.
简朴的生活是要将自己多余的分给人。
A simple life is to share what we have in extra for others who don't have.
这几句话说起来很容易，但是做起来确实有一点难。
These couple of points sounded easy to do, but when you actually try to execute, it's not as easy.
因为我们都不想被改变。
Because we don't want to be changed.
我们要成为像耶稣基督一样的人。
To be like someone, like Jesus Christ.
这个是一个过程。
It's a process.
今天我们要一同来思想以弗所书第四章这一个重要的真理。
Today we'll spend some time contemplating this truth in the book from the book of Ephesians.
就是我们的改变有两个步骤。
There are two steps to our change.
一个是脱去旧的人，一个是穿上新的人。
One to take off our old self, but the second to put on a new one.
首先我们来回顾一下我们没有信主以前的光景。
Let us recall what we were like before we became Christians.
在以弗所书第四章17节跟20节我来念。所以我说 且在主里确实地说，你们行事不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心行事，你们学了基督却不是这样。我们在不认识主前，我们跟世上的人都没有两样。
Before we have come to know Christ, we are no different from anyone in the world.
这里说我们是存着虚妄的心行事。
Here it says that we act with a vanity of mind.
什么是虚妄的心？
What exactly is the vanity of mind?
虚妄的心就是不真实。
First, untruthful.
在以赛亚书第59章4节这样的说，无一人凭诚实辩白，都依靠虚妄说谎言。
In the book of Isaiah chapter 59 verse 4 it says, No one calls for justice, no one pleads his case with integrity. They rely on empty arguments and speak lies. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil.
我们当中有没有人从来都不说谎的？
Has there been anyone among us who had not ever told a lie? Anyone?
没有，你要举手，你就是说谎的。
If you raise your hand, then you would become one.
第二个虚妄的意思就是不清洁。
The second meaning of vanity of mind is impurity.
24篇第四节说，谁能站在神的圣所，就是守洁心清，不像虚妄的人。
Psalm 24 verse 4.He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false, he can stand before God.
如果我们脑中所想的立刻就能够显示在这个大荧幕上。
If what we thought in our mind and in our brain can be shown right away on the screen,
我想在这坐的每一位恐怕就会悄悄地离开了。
I'm afraid that many among us will slowly leave.
你看到第一个跑的人就是牧师。
Maybe the first one to leave is the pastor.
因为我们的心不清洁。
Because our minds are not pure.
什么是虚妄？就是不满足。
What is the vanity of mind? Third point, greedy.
彼得前书第一章十八节说，脱去你们祖宗所流传的虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物。
First Peter chapter 1, verse 18, it says, For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty weight of life handed down to you from your forefathers.
虚妄的行为就是追求金银等物。
A vain mind is to seek after silver or gold, those that are perishable.
好像歌星 Prince.
It's just like the singer Prince.
57岁突然就死去。
Died at the age of 57.
他没有留下遗书，也没有留下儿女、妻子，也没有父母。
He left no will, no children, no wife, no parents.
结果他拼命争来的财产$3亿多。
All his life, the more than $300 million that he has earned throughout his life.
60%要交给政府。
60% will went to our government.
40%有许多跟他完全不相干的人要争夺20年，然后一大半被律师拉去。
A large group of people who had nothing to do with him will fight for more than 20 years to get that remaining 40%.
而一半要被律师拉去。
And also half of that went to the lawyers.
这叫做虚妄。
This is vanity.
第四件虚妄是指的不谦卑。
Four.Vanity of mind points to pride.
在彼得后书第二章十八节说，他们说虚妄惊夸的大话。
For they mouth empty boastful words.
你看这一些总统的候选人，每一个上台都给很多的 promise.
If you listen to all the candidates for the presidential election, many of them stand up on the podium and gave a lot of empty promises.
免费给你学费念大学，免费给你医疗。
Free college tuition, free healthcare.
要修高墙，把工作从外国带回来。
To build a high wall so that jobs could be brought back into the states.
但是到了今年年底，只剩下一个，其他都不见了，烟消云散。
But until the end of this year, then all of them would disappear except the only one remaining.
但是那一个还不能够做他所应许的事情。
Can this one who remained do what he had promised to do? No.
因为我们是生活在一个虚妄的世界中。
Because we live in a vain world.
我们怎么样能够逃离这种虚妄的心呢？
How can we escape from this vanity of mind?
所以圣经提醒我们不要再向不信主的人存虚妄的心行事。
So the Bible reminds us to not act like those who had not believed in Christ, to walk and act with a vanity of mind.
因为成为基督徒，我们必须要转变。
Because to become Christians means to change.
我们要变成像耶稣基督一样。
We have to become like Jesus Christ.
这个不是我们自己能够做得到的。
This is not something that we can achieve on our own.
这个乃是要靠着圣灵的能力。
This is dependent on the Holy Spirit.
我们看以弗所书四章二十一、二十二节。
Let's turn back to our Bible, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21 to 22.
如果你们听过，我们一起来念好不好？
Let's read together.
如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。转变有两个步骤。
To change involves two steps.
第一个是脱去旧人。
One to leave off, put off your old self.
什么是旧人？
What is the old self?
旧人就是指着我们天然的本性和我们的思想。
The old self points to our natural desires and nature.
这个世界把一个错误的观念渐渐地植入在我们思想，而成为我们的性情。
This world has built its own wrong ideas into our mind, and slowly that has become our nature.
保罗说，这个旧人是因着私欲渐渐变坏的。
Paul said, this old self is going to be corrupted by lust.
我们说教育不是教人家变好，怎么会变坏呢？
Don't we all say that education is to teach someone to be better? How can this become worse?
问题是谁在编这个教材？
Question is, who has compiled this curriculum in order to teach?
在上个世纪80年代里面，大学的自由分子、进步主义者，他们鼓吹多元教育。
Last century in the 80s, those who enjoy and advocate for pluralism had advocated to teach in a plural way.
他们提倡容忍异类。
To be tolerant of all.
他们提倡要尊重少数。
To respect the minorities.
你看，现在这一批受过当时教育的人渐渐进入到社会教育界的主流。
Now those who were educated this way now had come into the society.
所以才会有同性婚姻男女共用一个厕所的问题产生。
Which caused homosexuality and also the question of men, women, LGBT community using the same bathrooms.
所以北卡的政府要立法禁止这一个这一个变性人随便的用厕所，那么所有的这一些产业，这些企业就撤出北卡。
So, in the southern states, when the state tries to set up a law to prevent this, all the businesses proclaim that they will all pull out.
基督教文化已经被边缘化了。
The Christian culture has been marginalized.
卫道者像着 Ted Cruz 这种的人已经被定性成为极端分子。
Just like someone like Ted Cruz has been defined as someone who's outside of mainstream.
所以 Donald Trump 他可以说任何变性人都欢迎来上我们的厕所。
So now it became something like anyone who is a transgender person could go to any bathroom that they wanted.
这个大家都拍手鼓掌。
This even everyone clapped.
因为我们是生活在一个被扭曲的世界中。
We live in a world that has been turned and twisted.
你说我们的旧人是怎么样的败坏呢？
How have our old self become corrupted according to Paul?
因为我们的观念被扭曲了。
Because our ideas and our mind had been twisted.
我们拼命地培养我们的子女，让他们进常春藤的名校。
We try our best to bring up our children so that they can go to good schools, the Ivy League schools.
但是我们都不考虑这个学校会对他们属灵的影响。
But maybe we hadn't considered as much about how the school could have changed and affected their spirituality.
我们只顾着学，我们的儿女他的成绩好，有一个名校的一个名声。
We care about our children being in a good school. The schools are good that they have achieved good results.
我们忽略了他们在这样子的学校里面有没有一个好的校园团契，能够帮助他们属灵生命的成长。
Maybe we neglected to ask if there's good Christian fellowships around the school so that they can be allowed to grow spiritually.
所以他们大学毕业之后带回来一个同性的伴侣。
If they graduated and brought back a same-sex partner.
他们毕业之后要求父母给他们钱去做变性的手续。
If they graduated but asked money to undergo transgender operation.
这个不是笑话，这个已经发生在北美华人教会的当中。
This is not something just like a story. This has been happening and is happening.
你知道华人的子女常常在中学受到 bullied.
You know that many of our children, Chinese Asian children, are bullied in school.
他们有一个比较差的自我形象，就更容易陷入到同性恋跟变性的群众中。
This hit on their self-image with a negative effect might have even made it easier for them to consider transgender.
你看，我们的救人这个观念一定要放在圣经的光中来省察自己。
Look, this ideas of ours, our old self, needs to be subsumed by the Bible and be examined by it.
怎样改变？
How to change?
这里告诉我们三件转变的过程。
Here, there are three steps that we can take to take off.
第一是听到
，one to listen to the word of God。
第二是领受他的教训
，second to internalize what he has taught。
第三个是学习他的真理
，number three to practice and act out the truth。
你不要以为主日崇拜是可以来可以不来的事。
Don't think that Sunday service is something that you can come or not come depending on what you want or what you like.
很多基督徒他一个礼拜只有这一段时间会专心的来听神的话。
Unfortunately, many of us, many Christians have only come to the church and spend the time to listen carefully to God's words only for this period during the week.
如果你不听神的道，你听到的通通是世界的道。
If you do not listen to the word of God, what you have heard is the word of the world.
因为我们天天工作想的都是事情，都是怎么样去花钱，怎么样赚钱，怎么样旅游。
What we heard during our work is all about what we do at work, how we spend our money to, for vacation and other things.
这些的事情就占据了我们的思想。
All of this had crowded out our thoughts about God.
我们的灵性长久在低潮当中。
Our spirituality constantly remains at a low state.
信仰变成一个幌子。
Faith becomes something like a mask.
只有教会里面搞活动的时候来参加一项做基督徒。
Only become a Christian in name when you participate in activities at the church.
我们对神的话一点胃口都没有。
We have no interest in God's words.
这就是我们旧的人在当家。
This means that our old self is taking charge.
真正的基督徒我们一定会追求神的话，因为神的话是我们灵性的粮食。
A real Christian would seek after the meaning of God's word because that's the food for our spirit.
第二个转变是我们要领受神的话。
Second, we have to internalize God's words.
就是把神的话放在我们的里面，成为我们思想的一部分。
Is to put God's words in us so that they become part of our thought patterns.
当一件事情发生，一个决定要做，第一个进入你脑袋思想的是什么？
When something happens, we have to make a decision. What are the first thoughts into your brain, into your head?
是不是这件事对我有什么样的利益？
Is it about what exactly does this decision bring to me?
或者这个困难我怎么样能够逃避？
Or how I can escape from this challenge or difficulty?
还是说主的话怎么讲？
Or what does the word of God say?
圣经上哪句话能够帮助我？
Where in the Bible are there words that I can be helped by this?
如果你不去思考圣经上的话，在你要做决定的时候，神怎么样来帮助你呢？
If you do not reflect carefully upon God's words, how can God's words become your help when you need to make the decisions?
有位弟兄，他对我说，他想买一个餐馆。
A brother has told me that he wanted to buy a restaurant.
他告诉我说，他向神祷告，但是神都没有回答他。
He said, I pray to God, but God did not answer.
我说，如果你问我一个问题，我用英文写一封信回答你，你看得懂吗？
I said, if you ask me a question and I answer by writing you a letter in English, can you understand?
他说，我恐怕很难懂。
He said, oh, maybe it's hard for me to understand.
同样的，我说，神用他自己圣经的话回答你，但是你不懂圣经，你怎么会明白他的话呢？
In the same way, I said, God's answers came in the form of Bible, in the form of Bible, God's words. If you do not read it, how can you understand his reply?
所以基督徒，我们必须每一周聚在一起来研读神的话。
So Christians, all of us, need to gather together here every week to study His words.
一方面我们懂得神的言语、神的道，另一方面我们也是彼此的鼓励。
On the one hand, so that we can learn and understand God's words, but also to encourage each other.
这是一个神的话内化的过程。
This is the process of internalizing God's words.
第三个要改变就是要学习神的话。
Number three, to learn to practice God's words.
真正的学习不是你懂了，而是你行出来了。
The real learning comes not from your understanding, but your being able to execute and act out what you've learned.
我可以讲一大堆有关于裁缝的道理，但是我连哪一块布料是什么料子都分不出来，我怎么能够做衣服呢？
The pastor can talk a lot about how a tailor should work, but if he doesn't know how to take out a piece of cloth and even do anything to it, then how can he teach anyone to be a good tailor?
我可以讲一大堆生孩子的痛苦，但是我没有生过孩子，我怎么样能够明白呢？
The pastor can talk a lot about the sufferings and pain of giving childbirth, but if he has not undergone that, how can he be convincing and teach anything?
我们必须要去行神的道，我们才能够有转变。
We need to practice God's word. That's the process that takes us to be changed.
脱去旧人，第一就是要读神的话。
So to put down our old self, the first step is to read God's word.
第二就是要常常思考神的话。
Number two, to constantly contemplate and reflect on God's word.
第三就是要照着神的话去做。
Number three, to act out what we have learned from God's words.
神告诉我要向这个人传福音，我就传福音。
God asked me to share the gospel with this person, I'll do it.
神告诉我要原谅那个人，我就原谅那个人。
God asked me to forgive that person, I'll go forgive that person.
神要我十一奉献，我每个月钱来了，第一就是把十分之一给神。
God asked me to give one-tenth of what I earned, I'll do it first thing every month.
这个叫做脱去旧人。
This is what's called putting off your old self.
我们要看看在我们里面有什么缺点，有什么问题，有什么需要对付的罪。
We need to look at what weaknesses we have in us, what sins we have in our lives that we need to deal with.
我们照着圣经上的话去做，我们这个旧的人就脱下了。
We act according to the Bible, then this old self would be laid down.
但这个旧人脱下不是一件好受的事情。
But just to say, to put down our old self is not an easy and comfortable thing.
好像我们在众人的面前是不敢脱衣服的。
Just like in front of everyone, we are not willing, we can't take off our clothes easily and be not embarrassed.
脱衣服是羞愧，也是很冷，会感到冷的一件。
Because to take off your clothes, you feel embarrassed and you feel cold.
同样的，我们认罪，我们是非常觉得委屈的。
In the same way, when we confess our sins, we feel embarrassed. We don't feel good about it.
我们承认自己的过犯也是不好受的。
When we acknowledge what we have done wrong, it's not an easy feeling.
但是神不是叫我们赤身露体。
But God did not ask us to be naked.
他要我们穿上新人，那就不一样了。
He asked us to put on a new man, and that's different.
马上就有保护，就有荣耀。
Immediately, there's protection, there's glory.
有一个新的开始。
Have a new beginning.
那什么是新人呢？
What is a new beginning?
新人就是像耶稣基督一样的思想跟性情。
The new person should have the same thought and passions of Jesus Christ.
这一种的转变是从立志开始。
This kind of change begins with making a commitment.
在以弗所书四章二十三节，我们一起来念。来
Let's read together Ephesians 4:23.
又要将你们的心智改换一新。首先，要立定心智，愿意改变。
First, you have to make up your mind to change.
有位弟兄跟我讲说
A brother said to me,
他说我很容易发脾气。
He said, I'm easily angered.
我一发起脾气就火要爆炸，但是呢，很短啊。
When I give a fit, I will explode, but it's only going to be a short time.
发过就没事了。
When I'm done, it's over.
我说你的比喻很好，火要爆炸是很短，但是炸死了很多人啊。
I said, it's exactly a good analogy. Yeah, it's a short time, but the explosion would kill many.
我告诉你，一个人在发脾气的时候，他如果接到老板打来的电话，他怎么样？
Let me tell you, if you are in the middle of being angry and receive a call from your boss, what would he say?
他说我不能变，我的脾气就是这样，我不能够变的。
Would he say, no, I can't change, this is what I am.
但是他在骂老婆的时候，电话铃响，一听是老板，哎，喂，怎么样？马上就改变。
He was yelling at his wife, the phone call came from his boss, and he said, oh, yes, yes.
可见得不是做不到，而是不想做到。
Clearly, it's not that we cannot do it, but we don't want to.
其实神不是那么残忍，他要动我们，开我们的心，开刀做外科手术一样。
Actually, God is not that cruel. When he acts on us and operates on us, he needs to open up our hearts.
他不过是要求我们愿意立志改变。
What he asks is just a willing heart to change.
当我们在神面前说，主啊，我愿意改变。
When we say and promise in front of God to say that I am willing,
很奇妙。当你诚实地把自己交在神的手中，你就可以改变。
When you sincerely put yourself in the hands of God, you will change.
Renewal 更新有两个意思，第一个是改变。
Two meanings to renew. One is to make new, to change.
在罗马书十二章二节这样说：你们都属。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
In Romans 12:2, it says to make a new heart.
这是说的我们按着神的心意去生活。
This is talking about to live a life according to God's will.
你如果爱一个人，你一定会听他的话。
If you love someone, you follow what he or she said.
更新第二个意思是恢复过来。
The second meaning of renewal, to restore.
在哥林多后书第四章19-16节说，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新是一天。
In the second Corinthians chapter 4:16, even though our body is wasting away, our minds are renewed day after day.
啊，那个原来的意思是说，我们这个里面的人天天被更新。
What it says is our inner self is renewed every single day.
所以每一天好像你睡一觉起来，你的力气就恢复了。
So just like after you wake from a sleep, then you are restored.
你就重新有力量去做一天的事。
You have energy to do a new day's work.
所以当你立志要改变，就有两件事情发生。
So when you make up your mind to do things, two things would happen.
第一就是改变就开始。
One, the change would happen.
第二就是改变会继续下去。
Second, the change will continue.
只要我们肯继续不断地依靠神。
If we are willing to put ourselves in God's hand continually.
然后我们要活出耶稣基督的生命。
And live out a life of Jesus Christ.
我们来读第24节。
Let's read verse 24 together.
并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。什么是重生？
What is renewal?
这一个解释要每一个基督徒都能够清清楚楚地讲。
This explanation should be something that every Christian will be able to give.
我在想，有一次主日，如果我可以的话，我不要讲道，我就是把最重要的五个基督教的常用的术语，就从头开始，每一个人问什么意思，什么意思，什么意思。
I was thinking, in one worship service, maybe I won't preach, but instead I'll take the five most important Christian concepts and ask brothers and sisters one by one about what that is, what that is.
第一个我要问的就是重生是什么意思。
The first one I should ask is, what does it mean to be born again?
简单的说，就是神把耶稣基督的生命放在我们的里面。
To be simply put, God has put Jesus Christ's life in us.
这个新的生命在我们里面被称为是新的人。
This new life in us is the new life.
他和旧的人，我自己，是同时存在的。
It coexists with our old self.
这个人，这个新的人在我们里面是刚开始是一个种子，他要继续的成长。
In the beginning, this new self is only but a seed. It will grow.
所以这个成长就叫做穿上新人。
This process of growth is called to put on the new self.
怎么样穿上？首先你要知道在你的里面有一个新的生命。
How can you grow? Well, first you need to know that you have a new life in you.
这是神在替你造的一个生命。
It is a new life that God specifically made and created for you.
这个新的生命是圣洁的，是像主耶稣的。
This new life is holy. It's exactly like Jesus Christ.
是满有神的公义跟圣洁。
It has righteousness and holiness in this life.
这个生命是不会说谎，也不能犯罪的。
This life would not lie and cannot sin.
这是你首先必须要相信的。
This is something you must believe first.
这是你穿上的开始。
This is the beginning of your putting on.
然后你要顺从真理的圣灵给你的带领。
And then you have to listen to and follow through what the Holy Spirit has taught you.
圣灵有没有常常感动你？
Did the Holy Spirit move you often?
有没有？
Often? Any?
如果圣灵没有感动你，只有两种可能。
If the Holy Spirit did not move you, there are only two possibilities.
第一个就是你根本没有重生。
One, you have not been born again.
第二就是你忽略圣灵的感动。
Number two, you might have neglected what the Holy Spirit is trying to say to you.
每一次我们读神的话，我们都一定会有圣灵的感动。
Every single time when we read God's word, we should be moved by the Holy Spirit.
因为神的话跟神的灵是合作无间的。
Because God's words and God's spirit cooperate seamlessly.
从圣经一开始就说神的话、神的灵一起创造了这个世界。
From the beginning of the Bible, it recorded how the world is created by God's words.
到今天也是神的话跟神的灵一同来管理我们的一生。
Until today, God's words and His Spirit had governed all of our lives.
所以除非我们不读圣经，要不然圣灵一定会感动我们。
So unless we have never or don't want to study the Bible, the Holy Spirit will move us.
所以除非你拒绝圣灵的感动，要不然你也不能够读出神话语的味道。
So unless you refuse to move, how the Holy Spirit will move you, then you should be moved by the Holy Spirit.
举个例子，譬如说刚才我们读这一段经文。
As an example, we have read this passage.
又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。
To mold and change your life, to put on the new self.
我请问你，这是谁写给谁的？
Let me ask you, who wrote this and to whom?
如果你说这是保罗写给以弗所教会的。
If you say it's the Apostle Paul writing to the Ephesian church,
那你可能就是忽略圣灵。
Then maybe you have neglected the Holy Spirit.
因为这段经文对你没有太大的意思，是保罗写给以弗所教会的嘛。
Because then this passage is written by someone like Paul to a church in Ephesus.
如果你的答案是这一段经文是天父写给我的。
But if your answer is this is a passage written by the Heavenly Father to me.
那你一定会有反应，你会觉得神在告诉你一些事，我要改变，我要改变。
Then you'll be moved. You'll say, yes, I recognize I need to change.
我不能够再跟过去一样，我要追求神的真理，不再过虚妄的生活。
I cannot act and think like the past. I need to, model after a new life.
所以同样是一句话，在两种不同心境的人里面读的就不一样。
The same sentence, it will be perceived differently by different people.
这就是圣灵会在我们里面说话的道理。
This is how the Holy Spirit spoke to us in our minds.
问题不是神的话有没有能力。
The question is not whether God's word has power.
而是在你的里面，你有没有把神的话当作是神向你说话。
The question is, had you read what...God's words and treat it as God's words.
如果你有的话，你就是照着圣灵感动去做的人。
If you did, then you are acting according to the Holy Spirit's movement.
这个叫做穿上新人。
This is the meaning of putting on a new life.
很多时候我们思想神的话。
A lot of time we contemplate and reflect on God's words.
我们好像在向神祷告。 马上就会有一个意念进到我们心里面。
Maybe when we pray, the God's words come to us.
好像有一个声音在说，你就照着去做。
Sounded like a sound that tells us you should act accordingly.
但如果我们忽略的话，那个声音就会越来越小，越来越小。
But if we have neglected this, the sound, the voice would become softer and softer.
但如果我们照着去做，那一个声音就会越来越有力量帮助你。
But if we follow his lead, the voice would become stronger and stronger and stronger.
前几天我去接我们的黄老师，他来教课。
A few days ago, I went to receive Dr. Wang to come for the training course, Cessna.
我里面就有一个声音说，你去看看一个弟兄，你去看看一个弟兄。
A voice in me told me, you go visit a brother.
我说，哎呀，没有时间了，我中午带完茶经，然后我还要去机场，这个之间虽然有一段时间，那我跑两个不同地方，算了吧。
I said, I don't have time. I need to lead Bible study, and then later on, I need to go to the airport. In between, I really don't have that much time.
但是我那天正好在读，跟弟兄姐妹读这个传道书。
But I was reading Ecclesiastes, with brothers and sisters at the same time.
那我正在跟别人讲的时候，神的感动就到我里面说，你不要光讲，你要做啊。
As I was sharing with others, God's word come to me and say,Don't just talk about it. Act it out.
所以我就去看望那位弟兄。当然整个时间很赶，可是我跟那个弟兄谈话的时候，他很需要别人给他的指引。
So I went and visited this brother. Fortunately, this is the time that that brother really needed someone to talk to.
所以你看，穿上新人其实不是一件很难的事情。
So look, putting on a new self, it's not necessarily difficult.
只要你肯按着神的话，然后顺从圣灵给你的感动，你就能够穿上。
Act according to God's words and follow the Holy Spirit's movement, then you will be able to do it.
神要你去帮助人，你就去帮助人。
God asks you to help, help.
神要你改变，你就改变。
God asks you to change, change.
因为圣灵是真理的灵，是活的，它可以给我们力量，按着神的心意而做。
Because the Holy Spirit is living, He's the Spirit of truth. He will give us the strength to do what we cannot.
他一定会帮助我们，要我们能够成全神的公义，神的圣洁。
He will for sure be able to follow through and achieve God's purpose.
请注意，这里保罗没有提到爱。
Please pay attention. Here, Paul did not mention love.
因为爱每一个人都有。
Because love is in all of us.
但今天这个世界不是需要爱的世界。
But today's world is not a world that needs love.
今天这个世界是缺乏的是公义。
Today's world lacks righteousness.
你看总统们竞选这个他们根本不谈对与错的事情。
Look, all through the presidential election, nothing about right or wrong is talked about.
他们在讲的是谁比神谁更有能力更被更多数的人支持。
They were only talking about who and who got most votes.
为了竞选而竞选不是为了伸张正义而竞选。
To participate in election, not to benefit others, but just for the sake of being there.
最后，这个国家交给这样的人去治理，怎么能够不会堕落呢？
How could this country not go downhill if we are yielding the power to these kinds of people?
今天这个世界充满了污秽，充满了罪恶。
Today's world is filled with filth.
圣洁被藐视，上帝被撇弃。
Holiness was neglected. God has been despised.
就是在神的教会里，主耶稣也被赶到角落去。
Even within God's church, Jesus Christ was chased out.
没有圣洁的社会，怎么不会受神的审判呢？
How can an unrighteous world not be judged by God?
我们要快快地脱去我们的旧人，穿上新人。
We should quickly leave off our old self and put on the new self.
在这一个黑暗的社会里面，我们成为光，成为眼。
And this dark world will become the light and the salt.
基督徒的特征是圣洁。
The characteristic of a Christian is holiness.
就是要像耶稣一样。
To be like Jesus Christ.
你有追求圣洁吗？
Have you longed for holiness?
过一个简朴的生活不是省钱，而是过一个像耶稣基督一样的生活。
To live a simple life is not just to save money, but also to live like Jesus Christ.
借着听神的道，领受神的道，实践神的道，我们可以被改变，脱去旧人。
We can be changed to leave off our old self through listening to the word and to practice and to internalize the word.
我们若立志要活出耶稣基督，我们就应当顺从真理的圣灵的感动。
If we make up our mind to live out a life that's like Christ, we should follow what the Holy Spirit had taught us.
行公义与圣洁，这个就是穿上新人。
To act righteously and to be holy, this is the meaning of putting on a new self.
让我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，你说你是圣洁，所以你要求我们也圣洁。
God, you said you are holy, therefore you demand us to be holy as well.
圣洁 不光是远离罪恶，圣洁是尊你为圣。
To be holy is not only to be away from sins, but to honor you as holy.
主啊，帮助我们能够立志脱去旧人，穿上新人。
Lord, help us make up our minds so that we can put off our old self and put on the new self.
让我们每一天诚诚实实地读你的话，按着圣灵的感动去做。
So that every day we can honestly and seriously read your word and study your word and to act according to what the Holy Spirit has taught us.
在这一个黑暗的世界中，让我们成为你的光，你的眼。
So that we can become light and salt in this darkened world.
求你听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 因为时间的关系，我们就不唱回应的诗歌，我们有一个特别分享。
We'll skip the responsive hymn because of time. We'll have a special sharing time.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将“活在耶稣里”事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们。使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。